does your body want? And then, of course, what the body wants is what makes it healthy. Mm-hmm. And you feel good, you know, it's like, okay, when I have this, I feel good, says the body. And your mind says, when I have that, I also feel good. And I'm happy. You know, it's like, oh, that person understood me. I met somebody else. And you think, what the shit is this down here then? Why are there two more? You see, because of course, you are not here for your own enjoyment in the world. It's not that, I know some people think it's all about them. And you see, the first thing that Ra learned, and you already said you looked a little bit in the prophecy book, so there's this revelation, the story. The first thing that the voice taught him on the first day is how the universe began and what the universe is. And of course, it said the universe is an unborn living thing and you are inside of it. So it's similar like your body, and there are blood cells in the body of yours. You know, you are like this blood cell in the body. But you see, the blood cell is not there because it wants to be there. It has a job to do. But the blood cell doesn't know in your body what its job is. He doesn't know why it needs to be your knee. But do you think somebody asks that and says, okay, you don't want to be in the knee, you can go somewhere else? It's like, yeah, but then I'm dead if everybody goes wherever they want. And you see, you cannot, and this here, down there, you see, this is what you want. So you could do whatever you want, you know, but yeah, you have a job to do in the universe. Mm-hmm. And that makes sure you do that. It's a programming. It programs you to look at certain things with your mind. It's like somebody taking your head and says, look at this. Mm-hmm. And you say, why, what is there? And you look at it and you saw it now. Mm-hmm. See, it becomes already part of your life. It takes you somewhere and says, look at this here. So this is basically the universe makes you interested in certain things. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with what you want. You see, what you want, we know already. Or you want to meet the right person or you have a terrific connection. Great. But you see, somehow you also look at the five. It's like, and you don't know why. Like, I can't help it. I always look at that. I looked at it again, you would say, you know, if you know that you're doing this. You see, it's the universe makes you do that. It says, yes, because I need you to do that, says the universe. I know you don't want that. It doesn't matter for you probably, but I need you to look at that. And I always tell, you see, this is the universe always telling the monopole, come on, make him look at that. He needs to see that. And here the body, you see, it says, make him go to this place. He needs to be there. And then you start going there because you like it there. You don't know why. It's like, oh, I like it here, but I don't know why am I actually here. But it's great here. You see, because this is the place where the universe wants you to be. There is your life waiting. You know, it says, yeah, you're going to meet the people that you don't know yet. You know, they're all going to be there. Trust me, you need to be there. So you go to this place without knowing. And that's how, because otherwise you would just go there where it's healthy for you and where you feel good. Yeah, sure, but that's not the right place. You just go there because it's terrific for you, but you would never find the right people and yes, your purpose. You only find it with the nodes of the moon, which are these things here. And they put you there like magic. They show you that place where you belong. This is where your life purpose begins. Like, and you meet all these people that you meet, you wouldn't know who the right people are. You see, because you connected with some people. That's how what the voice said to Ryan in the beginning. We are connected and you belong to a few crystals that you see. And it's very important that you're with the right crystals because only they play a role in your life and only they have the information that you need. But you wouldn't know who they are. It's like, how am I going to find them? Everybody who I teach, you know, always says, okay, where's the calculation? How can I find these people now? I say, yeah, there is no calculation, you idiot. That's what these things do. You see, they program you and you somehow meet them. Like all of a sudden they are there. It's real magic. It's like, and you really meet these people. Anyway, so what is that down there? You see, basically this is what you need to see. And the five says, and we already heard what the five is. You see, the five is somebody that gets things to a lot of people. To a lot of people, not like you. You only go to the right people, you know. The five says, the more the better. Let's conquer the whole fucking world, you know. Let's tell everybody, says the five, you know. So, and that's why I call a five a distributor. See, they distribute something. Either they want to be famous themselves, maybe they want to distribute themselves. I want that everybody knows me in the world, they say. Or I want to know that the old world is product that I'm going to sell. There is an iPhone. I want the whole world to have this iPhone. You know, that's a five. Mm-hmm. But what does that mean? You see, that means because it also says perspective and view. You're always looking at that. Somehow when something happens in your life, immediately you think about, would other people be interested in that? Would people buy that? Would they want that? See, this is always an aspect that's there. It's the first thing you check out. Something happens, or you meet a new person, says, wow, that's a great idea. I think everybody wants that. And you don't even know why you thought about that. Like, I don't know. Why do I always think about this first? See, it's not something that you want, because you actually only want to meet the right person. But somehow, the next thing that you always check out is like, would other people like that? Would it be easy to sell it to them? Would it be easy to distribute it? You know, would it be easy to tell everybody? Because the five needs to know that. You know, if you would be a five, which you're not, mm-hmm. a five would need to find out if this actually works first. You see, before it goes to the microphone in the football stadium and says, okay, should I tell this to people or not? And I think, yeah, I think they would like that. And it says, okay, people listen, I have something for you. You see, but first it needs to think about, are they going to kill him or not when he says that? So, you know, yes, he takes more risk than you, but he doesn't want to get killed. So the five needs to think about it. Okay, does it work or not? And if it does not work, the five is in a lot of trouble, let me tell you that. Oh boy, this is not nice. If you sell all this shit to these people and they find out it's all bullshit, you don't want to be a five, trust me. You know, so this is what you do with your perspective. You always look if it would work. Would people like that or not? And you see, because you always look at that, you get really good at that. Of course, whenever you do something a lot, you get good at it. So you're really good in judging that, you know? It's like, this is kind of a hidden talent of you. It's like, yeah, I know people would want that. It would work, you know? Yeah, because you always look at that. So you're really good at that, knowing what people want or if it works. It doesn't actually mean it really works. It means you could sell it. It might be complete bullshit, but you would know if people would find out or not. Mm-hmm. No, that's what I mean. It's like, when I say it works, it doesn't mean it's true. It means you could be able to sell it and they wouldn't complain. You would be able to give them something and that's it, and it would work. You see, Ra was a five. Mm-hmm. And that tells you a lot. So he was really good in distributing and he figured out how he has to do it so he would be successful. But does it mean it's the truth? No. Who cares about the truth when you're five? It means people didn't notice. If people don't notice and it's bullshit, you're still successful. You see, you could distribute. It's all about, can I distribute the most? And that's why human design turned into a great lie. Because you see, this was not his job. His job wasn't about truth. It was about whatever it takes to distribute. And when I have to make shit up, I will make it up because I'm a five. That was his role. I'm a six. See? And the six is, and you see, we come to the third one, just for sure you get an idea what the difference is. The six is about perfection. Mm-hmm. It's not about how much can I sell, how many people can I tell. It says, okay, is this the best we can do? That's all that matters to me. I don't care about, and Ra was afraid of sixes because he knew they can bring him down. If a six exposes him, he's finished. A five is done. You see, this is why there are sixes, because the five would exploit that. They would just play with the masses because they can seduce them into all the bullshit. So the six always looks at the five and says, let me see what you do, you motherfucker. Yeah, you know, I know they all think you're the greatest, you know, but this is complete bullshit. Let me tell these people, and they all listen to the six and say, wow, you're right. You see, all of a sudden they know when the six says it, because they trust the six. Mm-hmm. Say, yeah, you're right. It's all the bullshit. See, so the five always looks, where is the six? You know, I have to be friends with the six, or I need to watch out so they don't expose me. Anyway, let's not get sidetracked. So this is something your perspective is in. When we go over to the body, we have a five here. And on the body side, it's about sound levels. Mm-hmm. So this is a body. And you could also say the body is unhappy or happy. Of course, it feels good. You could say it's not the mind, you know. If the body could speak, it says, I'm very sensitive about sound. Mm-hmm. It says, and what it means is about loudness. Is it loud enough? Is it too quiet? Is it too loud? Is it too quiet? You know, and it needs to have the right sound pressure, you know, or the right stimulation of sound always, you know. It's like You know, and in your case, it says I'm active. I need to have a little bit more stimulation. Not always, you know, it doesn't mean it has to be always loud, but it likes to get stimulated with sound. That says it's important for me then to function well, and your whole body functions well if the sound level is right. If it's too quiet or whatever, or also too loud, oh boy, it really suffers. Your body really suffers. I can tell you, everything that you eat, it cannot digest it if the sound level is not right. And it's not like you have to worry about it. You see, it's not the mind's job. No. You see, the body, I told you, that thing tells the monopole anyway. You don't have to do that. You don't even know that what your body needs. It's like you have no idea from the body. It's like, what the hell does it even want? It's not like the body tells the mind. You just hear all the shit from other people, you know, and saying, I read something, this is healthy. No, you see, the body knows what it wants and it tells the monopole, and then you all of a sudden don't want to sit somewhere because it's too quiet, or you go to the radio and turn the radio louder. You see, you're already doing it without knowing why. And because the monopole makes that what the body says to it. It's, come on, turn the radio on. And you go then turn it on. You don't know why, because you just felt you need some music all of a sudden, you know, or whatever it is. You see, these people always have something in either television, radio, in the kitchen when they eat usually. I see that all the time. It's like they always, or they turn it off, you know, they say, I cannot have that noise, you know, but it's always about, it's either too loud or not loud enough. They always regulate it, you know, it's like until it's perfect. It needs to be perfect. And you will choose a place when you eat. You see, when you go in a restaurant, the first thing the body is doing is checks out where is the right sound level, which is the right place. But you see, this is only one out of four things. You know, your mind says, where is the right person that I want to talk to, that I want to meet to? This is, you're on a completely different trip when you go in a restaurant. But at the same time, that's also there. So you feel all these things at the same time. And if it's possible, the monopole will find a situation where all four can be happy. But that's not always the case. You can see that sometimes that's not possible. Sometimes it's a compromise. Mm-hmm. You know, and your body maybe feels tired because you said, yeah, you had to be talk with this person. I know it was so important. So I had to suffer. So then you realize that, okay, maybe your body suffered a little bit so you could talk to that person, which was so fucking important. You know, that can happen. But you know, that's a price you pay. It's your decision, you know, if you think that was more happy, but now you know why, you know, it's like, okay, when the mind says I need to have that, sure. But don't be surprised if the body is then a little bit less healthy, which is okay. You know, you don't have to get to 100 years, who cares anyway, you know, but it's your body. You can do whatever you want, but you also have to be careful not to tell the body things when you don't really know. It's like, if you don't know, just shut up, you know. The body can deal with itself pretty well. You know, it tells always the monopole when it needs to do something, it doesn't like something. That doesn't mean sometimes you don't figure something out. The mind can figure something out and says, I noticed something that I don't feel well when I do that. And so it has this, but not always. Mm-hmm. It's a combination of these two. The body knows a lot of things about itself, and the mind observes a lot of things that the body didn't miss, you know, because the mind can do other things that the body cannot do. It has a memory, it remembers things, and it watches for patterns, you know, and says, oh, I figured something out. Every time this happens, I don't feel good, you know. So the body cannot do that, you know. It has a different mechanism how the body does all that. It's more primitive. But there's a lot of things where the mind just doesn't really know and tells the body, oh, I heard this is healthy. And the body says, if it could speak, it says, what does this do with me? You heard it's healthy? Like, but, you know, there's no guarantee it's healthy for me. What are you talking about? And you see, this is the danger, you know, with the mind worrying too much about the body. So, but it's about sound. Definitely, it's like perfect sound. But what's also interesting, that every primary color has also a secondary color. And I know it's a lot of information at that point. I don't want to confuse it too much, but when you go to the text, you will see there's a primary and a secondary color. You see that says 4, and basically it's also a 1. And here it's a 5 and also a 2, because it's the same risk level. So that means secondarily, it's the 2 is basically very... Now, what's interesting is that the upper three colors are about the environment in which you are in. It's not about what you take in. And then when you talk about eating, I mean, this is just an example. You know, it's not generally, it means your body functions well in the right sound level, whatever you do. It doesn't matter what you do, you know, everything, any activity or whatever. If you eat, if you run, if you do something, if you think about something, so your brain is healthy, whatever the body does, you know, it's important. Even you sleep, whatever, you know, it has to have the right sound level. But there's also, and the upper three colors says, it's more important what happens around me. And the lower three colors says it's more important what I take into me. Mm-hmm. So what I actually eat. And with you, you see, it's less important what you actually eat than in what environment you eat in. Mm-hmm. That's really, it's quite something, you know. And you're probably really obsessed with what you eat, you know. It's like, oh, I need to, you know, what... Yeah, it's not unimportant, but it's not the most important. And then you are in the wrong environment where it's the wrong loudness and you're really sick. You know, it didn't matter what you eat because the volume of sound made you really sick, you know. And you get sick, trust me. You will not be able to digest your food properly. And you will never know that's because of the sound level. You think the house is possible. But anyway, the secondary color you see is from the lower one because it's the two. So it's not as important as the primary, which is the five. And that means you're a very picky eater. It's like, it has to be the right thing. You know, says the two. The two says, no, not just anything. Like, give me the right thing. So you will see, you will not just, oh, I don't want that food. That's not good. Or that's not cooked well. Or I don't like this. So you're a little bit of a picky eater. It's like, if it's not the right thing, you don't like it. You know, it's like, it has to be the right thing, says the two. So that's that. When we go to the environment, this is the places you are attracted to. And it's not to see, the body is also attracted to places. We know already which places where the sound is correct. Your mind is also attracted to places. So don't think only that is about places. You see, they're all about everything. They talk about whatever it is all the time. You see, this one says, check this out. This says, what you like. This one says, where is the body healthy? And this one says, where does the body need to be to do its job? That's basically what that place is. So it is a place, yes, but it means where is the place for your life purpose, you know, and where do you belong? And it's just a quarter of all the things, because the mind says I belong here, you know, because there is this person I want to meet. Sure. But here says the universe, here's the place I need you. It's like your father when it says you need to do mow my lawn on the weekend. And I said, I don't like to mow your lawn. But you says, yeah, but you have to. You know, I kick you out. You know, that's what I mean. It's like the universe says, yeah, but you know, there's something to do here for you. Go over there. And the thing is, you notice that because you like it there somehow. You see? And you don't know why. And I notice, for example, here in London, where I live, and there's no logical reason. It's really, it's dirty and it's dangerous and it's sometimes really not nice. And somehow I like it here and I'm thinking I'm crazy. I don't know why I like it here. But I feel really terrific when I come back here and I'm away. I'm like, this is so nice here. I don't know why. It's that color, you know, that says you belong here. Mm-hmm. You know, and in your case, the six means it's the contrast. And this is really a strange one. That took me a long time to figure out. That wasn't easy. It means you always want to be somewhere else. You see, you want something different all the time. And you go there. But then you want to go somewhere different again. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't take... I give you a simple example. The simple example is you're in the city and all of a sudden you want to go into the mountains. Mm-hmm. Oh, I need to go to the sea or whatever it is. It doesn't matter what. And you think it's so interesting. Oh, I need to go. You just want to go somewhere different. That's different from where you're just in right now. And the idea is really nice. It's very tense. Oh, it's so... And you drive there and you're like, oh, this is so nice. It's so different. It can be also different people. It doesn't matter. It's not just landscapes. It's everything. Whatever it is, it needs to be different. Completely different from where you are right now. So you go there, but after a while, it's the same, isn't it? You're there, the next day in the mountains, the next day in the mountains, like, oh God, I want to be somewhere different. So you drive back into the city and you come back into the city and say, oh, I love it here. It's great. You know, so because, yeah, it's a contrast. It's different from the other place. It's these people, you know, in English, we say the grass is always greener on the other side. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you probably thought you're crazy, you know, because you always want to be in these places and then you go there. And after a while, yeah, it's not as great as you thought. Like, yeah, I like it. But, you know, I liked it first better when I came here. And now I want to go back from where I was before. And you think you're a complete idiot. And then you go back and you want to go to this other place again. It's like, am I crazy or what? Now I'm in the city, I'm going to go in the mountains again. Or, you know, and all kinds of things. This is just an example, you know. But it's also with people. So you see, it's also your milieu or the kind of people you're with, you know. It's not like you're always interested in this other kind of people that you are not. Or, you know, it's like, how are they like? Mm-hmm. And if people are really different from you or you are, or maybe different from the people you're just with right now, you're always interested. It's like, how are they? And this is really exciting when you go, but it's also very dangerous when you think about it. Have you thought about this? You see, this is why the 6 is the high risk. 4 is the low risk, 5 the medium, 6 the high. Of course, it's fucking dangerous. You know, you go to places where people are different than you. You think this is not dangerous sometimes. You think they like the people from the city, the people in the mountains. And you know they don't like you always. Or when you are a Christian and you go to a Muslim. Yeah, it might be exciting, you know, but also a little bit dangerous if you say the wrong things. You know, that's, but you are basically interested in these places, you know. There is an attraction that these places have. And of course, the secondary color is the 3. And the 3 is, of course, also the most dangerous one. It means secondary quality of the environment, it must be exciting. There must be a lot happening. A lot must be happening. If it's boring, oh, you don't want to be in a boring place, you know. And at least not that one from all the 4. You see, that one says, no, I don't want to be in a boring place. There must be a lot of happening. So, of course, if it's a big city or something, it doesn't have to be a city, you know, but just an example. Yeah, there's always something happening. So this is more attractive to you. It's like, oh, there's a lot of things going on. It's not boring. You see, it doesn't matter where it is, as long as it's not boring. A lot of things must happen. And these things must be like, you don't know what happens next. Like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen next. Anything can happen. You know, it's like the chaos. It's a chaotic place, the 3. It's like, you don't know what happens next. You know, anything can happen at any moment. That's what you like. You don't like this kind of predictable place like a cave. It's all very controlled. I'm in charge. I only let the right people in. I'm not going to see the other people at all. No, you cannot do that. It's chaotic. It's like, I don't know what's going to happen next, who turns up next, and who I'm going to meet and who I don't meet, and if it's a friendly person or if they attack me or they like me or they don't like me. You see, there's anything is possible in that place. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing you can do about it. You will always be attracted. Does it mean you are in that place? No, you're only attracted to that. You see, this is not happening yet. It means you're attracted to these 4 things and they're going to be what actually will happen. Yes, it's going to be part of that. Sure, you know, of course, when you want things, the result of these 4 things, it's going to be part of that, of course, but it's not that. Because you see, there are 4 different things. So, and when you look at these lines here now, that and that, we know already this is what will happen. This is what you want. And this is what will happen. And here you have, what will you do? And what will the place like be where you're in? What quality is that? And isn't it interesting? Here you end up in a 5 place. You see, all 4 you like the 6th place and you're attracted and you always try to get in the 6th place, you get in, basically these are the people who are around you. Also the quality of the place, like we understood it here. But basically there's a lot of people who have these numbers here. You see, there's a lot of 5 and 1s with lines. You have the line 4 and 6, you know, but there's going to be a lot of people who have a 5 and a 1 here in your life. A lot of distributors. You will have a lot of friends and people that are 5s, you know, that they distribute, they want to get things out, but they're also good communicators, they're seducers, you know. So you have a lot of seducers in your life who are very good, you know, at seducing all these people. And I know you, if you're 4, you think, oh shit, I wish I would be as good as them. Why can I not do that shit? You know, they go in a room of strangers or they get out in the evenings. Everybody listens to them, to these 5s. It's really annoying, isn't it? It's like, I don't know why they all think you're so good and so terrific and everybody thinks you have these interesting things to say. Yeah. And this is the 5. They have this kind of trick. But you see, you are 4. You have a different trick. Everybody wants to be friends with you. Mm-hmm. But this is not this kind of the same thing where the whole room listens to you. You know, this is individual. You befriend that person, you get to know them, but it takes a little bit longer, you know? And they're always the superstars in 5 minutes. Like, everybody's listening. It just came in and it's like, oh, that guy's amazing. I want to marry him, you know? It's like, and then they are really disappointed a week later. That's a five. That's not you, you know? But you have to do it slowly. You have to get to know them and blah, blah, blah. But you're both very similar because you both want to influence all the people, you know? You share that. So you have this kind of, you have people around you who you understand what you do a little bit. There's this connection, you know? It's like you're both trying to seduce all these people and talk them into something. You're both communicators, of course, because the 1, 2, 3, they're not communicating. You know, they're like, they do their own thing. They don't care what other people do. See, they don't give a shit. It's like they say something, but they don't care if somebody agrees. Mm-hmm. They don't have anything to sell. You know, it's like, I don't care if they say yes, it's good or not. Oh, you care. You know, it's like, if that doesn't work, what you tell them, it's just terrible for you. But it's not just that people, like here, it's also a little bit the quality of the environment. It means basically you spend a lot of time in a place where it's easy to tell people things, where it's easy to distribute things. You know, it's like the five is the distributor. And you think, if you were a five person, what places would you like? Mm-hmm. You would like places where it's easy to do that, what you do. You see, and if you're five, I give you examples. There's so many examples, you know. It's like you're in a very busy street where a lot of people come through. Of course, it's very easy to distribute, isn't it?